I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I spoke with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert for an update on the Jumpstart a Heart program. It's to replace 20-year-old AEDs, or automatic external defibrillators, in police and rescue vehicles. Here's more about what's happening with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert.
20 years ago, I remember when we got them. It was the newest thing, and to help people who are having heart attacks, or it's a specific type of heart attack.
Yeah, the program is called Jumpstart a Heart. Right. It's like it can jump a heart during a heart attack or a cardiac event. And of course, technology being what it is, it has some of it hasn't evolved, and that's what this is about.
Right, and basically the units themselves, the batteries, we can't purchase new batteries anymore. They don't make them. And so we're driving around with some that maybe it will work, maybe it won't. So a deputy came to me and told me about the situation. I got a hold of the rest of the administrators at the Marquette County Law Enforcement Administrators Association who checked with their troops and that, and everyone was having the same problem. So we came up with this idea and to raise funds. You know, usually you could make it a capital campaign and put it in your budgets for next year. But sure, this is equipment we need right now. Okay. And so this is why we decided to do this fundraiser.
So you put the word out to the community and you said we want help. How's it going?
It's going really well. I think we were here maybe a month ago starting, letting people know, and we're well over halfway there now.
Are you seeing individuals making contributions, businesses, both?
You know, it's a little of everything. We paired up with the Marquette Community Foundation. They've been amazing. First of all, they're a 501c3, so that encourages people to write a big check, because they are getting those tax write-offs, and it's great to help out. But it's really going well. It's foundations. We're writing grants, or Community Foundation. Zosia Eppensteiner, she's helping us. She knows all the people, all the organizations, all the foundations, the grants. And so it's a little bit of everything. We got a GoFundMe page. Mm-hmm. So
it seems to be going well.
Very well.
We have Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert in the studio with us this morning. We're getting an update on the Jumpstart a Heart program. It's AEDs for Marquette County. This is putting 38 AED units that will be donated to departments across Marquette County. Greg, you're saying that so far the campaign is going pretty well, but it's about halfway, so that means there's still room for people to get involved, correct?
Right, and that's why I'm here, just to update you, and hopefully people will hear this and it'll spark some more interest.
How do they do that? How can they give?
Well, there's many ways. As I said before, the fiduciary is the Marquette Community Foundation, and you can either Google or contact them. Jumpstart a Heart, Marquette County, Jumpstart a Heart, and it will take you to the Marquette Community Foundation. Their phone number is 226-7666. You can donate by check, sending it to them. There is a form that they have online with the Marquette Community Foundation, sending checks. There's a lot of different ways, and it's all out there.
And just from your experience, Greg, with law enforcement, I know that you have probably, I mean, not going into all of them, but there are probably several stories out there where one of these units in a squad car or in the hands of a professional worked and saved someone.
Well, one of our big donors was a doctor who was fit as a fiddle at the PIEF, went down, had a heart attack, and an officer from Ishpeming was en route to the courthouse. They put out a AED incident at the PIEF. He got there, he zapped him, he brought him back, and to this day, that doctor's very thankful and was very kind to us, and actually wrote us some letters to help us get some different grants. So
look up Jumpstart a Heart online, AEDs for Marquette County. And Greg, I'm sure that you'll be happy to answer questions if people have them as well and tell them all about it.
Sure. Call me or any of the administrators at Marquette County Law Enforcement Administrators Association, which is all 8 or 9, I forget, with the DNR, I think it's 9 different agencies in Marquette County, and we can answer any questions. But it really is a good thing to do, and it may help you later on.
That's Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.